Renting a property in London has become really competitive, with tenants bidding against each other and driving up prices. One guy named Chris had to pay £100 more than the advertised rent just to get a flat. But even though he paid so much, the place had problems like mushrooms growing in the bathroom and rats everywhere. This bidding war thing has been happening for a while, but now it's affecting more people like Chris. A charity called Shelter did a survey and found out that over 500,000 renters in England missed out on a place to live because someone else offered more money. Because there are so many people looking for places to rent, the prices are going up because of these bidding wars. In Bristol, a group called Acorn is trying to stop this because it's making it hard for people to afford rent. Some tenants are scared to speak up because they think it might make it harder for them to find a place in the future. The Labour Party in the UK wants to ban bidding wars, like New Zealand and some places in Australia have done. A guy named Ben Beadle from the National Residential Landlords Association says that bidding wars happen, but the real problem is that there aren't enough houses to rent. He thinks that banning bidding wars won't fix the problem and that we should focus on things like the cost of living going up and high mortgage rates. The government says that how much rent you pay is up to the landlord and tenant. They're working on a bill to make renting fairer and more secure. So basically, bidding wars in the rental market are happening a lot and making it more expensive for tenants. This means that many people miss out on places to live because someone else offers more money. Lots of people want to rent places, so they have to bid against each other to get a place. Some people think this is bad for tenants and want to ban bidding wars. Others think we should focus on fixing the housing supply problem.